Begin the Quran daf Masech the Shpuas daf Yud Aleph. The beginning says Hochshuli Pasul Bitful Yom. We learn the Mishnah that Menaches become Pasul with a Magid Ful Yom only from when it's Kidshu in the Kli Shelas. That the Magid Bitful Yom does not invalidate only things that have a Kedusha Sagov. Which place it says Vim Taimet. This says okay. If you're going to say that, wait a second, Kilo Kidshu Bekli Nami, even if it was not sanctified in the vessel, the possible tefillah, it should be disqualified with a tefillah. Why? It shouldn't be any less than chulim, which were made with the level of purity of kachim. The mitzvah tefillah, which that gets disqualified in contact with a tefillah. With mochem seif needed, like it's obvious in the Gemara, and the needed of al ayin alvim base. And the Tanan, the Mishnah teaches, hayshevis adam tov. So you have a woman that's during the days of her pure blood. After giving birth, after the days of Tumah, she has days of Dam, that's Tar. So Ma'agamayim lePesach. So she could pour the water for the Karm Pesach. But the Kinnan, the Gemara makes a dig. Ma'agha in. She could pour, but the gas she cannot touch. Why? The Chun Shnazat has Kodesh. Because even though it's Chulim, but it's made for the level of purity of Kachim. Kodesh, it has Alocha like Kachim. So you see that Tfulyim Pasals even for Chulim. The Shem says, you can say, it's the Tan of the Hacha, the Tan over here, Sava, Lav Kodesh Damo, holds that actually. It does not have a halacha like kachim. Kachaz ulayim and the hasam, like it says over there, that they retracted to say that eru kamaga to may maize, but kachim, but loy luchun. That actually, chun that it's made of tahas kodesh, anala kodesh, because it's only in the beginning that they said that the woman has this halacha, but afterwards they said that it's like a maga to may maize for kachim, in other words, and it does not, it's not mitami for chulun. That's one approach. Inami, another approach you could say, is hacham ayri midday raisam. That actually, in this Mishnah, we're talking about regarding biblical law. And in the Torah, she's not Matam Achulam, and only Kachim. But then the same thing is the Mekoyed Machin, Mivslim Midrabbanim, but the truth is, you're right. Beforehand, rabbinically, it would disqualify. But we're not talking about rabbinic halacha. That's just something we're going to say, if that's the case, Micah Baruch L'El, why does the Gemara ask previously, Nehmet the Gudush says, Damhi? So the Gemara says, oh, Rabbi asks, that if Kateris is only Kedushas Damim, so why do you learn the Braisa that it becomes Psul with Magid Tful Yoim? What do you mean? What are you asking? V'ha Diktani Nifsal B'Tful Yoim? I can tell you very simply. Hamid Rabbanan. Kamish Rishayin the Dahasim, like the earlier version, the Sabah the Kedush Damim, the whole that like it is like Kachim. Yashem says, what you can say is no, the Imatam, the Kedush Damu, if you tell me that it, because it's like Kachim, Mifsal b'tfulyam, that's why it's disqualified tfulyam. If that's the case, afal loy nosta b'mechdash, it's not me. Then even though it was not put in the mortar, also, given the rabban mifsal, because even since it's rabbinically disqualified, afal inerui l'krav nami, then even if it's not fit to be sacrificed. So then then it would not be correct, because then you wouldn't need even for the mechdashes. Oy, shema, or maybe, k'toyris loy mifsala. No, Ketarius does not become disqualified. Mishum Chulin Shnasa Tazakaydish, to answer the question. For Chulin was made on the level of Tazakaydish. Kedle Shach Bahai Taima. You don't have the rationale, Kim Lab Basachili, since it's not something that's eaten. So that's another approach to say why Ketarius would be different. Aval El, Kamar Shaper. But the Gemara previously said very well that Vachitim, if you're going to say Kol Kedush Has Damim, Mifsal B'Tvul Yoim, that everything that has Kedush Has Damim, is going to be disqualified to full yom, but the kashale, and there's no difficulty. Afal nosnam b'machteshes nami, that even if it's not put into machtesh ozud lemevse kedushas damim, and the reason is because kedush damim does not disqualify cause much mechusa meis begufay, as long meaning when the gemara is entertained that kedushas damim, that because it, then it, as long as it's still lacking an action in the actual thing itself, and the kesisha, which is the crushing, so therefore that's why that's not difficult. At that point of the Gemara, because Kedush Adam would not become disqualified before the actual crushing. And Mahashna Menicha, now it also makes sense. Masha Maksham, what the question that's asked, that the Amai Loi Parach, they asked that Amai Loi Parach Mereisha. Why are we asking from that Mishnah in Me'ilah? Why don't we ask from the Reish, the Tan L'El Ma'ach, the Hamanachas B'chulu, the Ma'ach Se'ach that we bring over here, over Perek Beis, the Me'ilah, and in the second Perek of Me'ilah, Tessam and Av, Shtei HaLechem, there's a previous halacha. that is shtei alechem alechem apanim ma'elim bahem meshuk tushu. The me'ilah starts when it's sanctified. Karmu betaner, and when it gets crusty in the oven, huchshuli pasul b'tvul yom. Then it becomes able to be disqualified as by tvul yom. So the dig should be karmu in le karmu loy, only when it's crusted, but not. So that itself should be a question. Magid tvul yom does not disqualify on mekdush aguf. Now, but alfima shepadishes, because what we explained, the kedusha is damim le mifsa b'tvul yom. That a kedusha dam does not become disqualified with tvulim because mashma chazam ayis begufa, as long as last lacking an action in his body, lahav matzim mevik mereisha. You couldn't ask from the reisha. The filling us no betaner, because even when it's put in the oven, akad mechazik krima, it's still lacking the crusting. Ukeshi shachet alein hazevach achar krima sheafia, and or that fish is sheishachet, that sheishachet alein hazevach achar krima sheafia, which is the slaughter only after that. Only then is that considered as the ma'isa, and therefore that's why we couldn't ask him over there. Next test matter begins the Gemara. If that's the case, the pasul belina. So wait a second. It should be disqualified with lina. Lematzanan b'chulu. So the Gemara is asking if you say the ketayis kedusha b'kedusha aguf when you put into the mechteshes, so then it should become disqualified with lina. But we learn the Mishnah the ketayis become disqualified with lina only after you put into kli sharis. Now, Pesach Rashi explains the diak is midiktani le'el. We previously taught gemachteshes by mechteshes tful yom, and that we said as absurd. Like tani lina, we didn't say lina. Avachat tani lina, and here we're saying lina. Shema mina. Obviously, the kli dehacha. Obviously, the vessel over here, la mechteshes, is not a mortar. And so that's the Gemara's question. It says Tosafot, but ilav hachmas nitin the meisi mebraisa gufa. The machteshes the ktani tful yom, but look at ktani lina lematz lemifach. So Taisa says that so it sounds like that if we didn't have a mission that wrote this idea that ktairis is disqualified with lina when you put in a klisharis, we could not have been medayik that from the brisa that's not disqualified with lina when you put in machteshes. Why? Because you could say that tana tful yom more than lina, we would not have known it, but. But that's why we have to ask from that Mishnah. And that's the size of time we begin to say, "Vetik shalei mitful yom gufei." Why should we ask from tful yom? Because the Braisa Ketani, the Braisa teaches the mechinas no lemachteshes. When you put into the mortar, the vessel mitful yom comes as a squaw by tful yom. Vilachet namet. Here we learn kidsha bekli hukshudu li pasul mitful yom. The hainu kli, that's the vessel the b'shas haketara. In then yes, like kidsha le. But if it wasn't sanctified. Then not. So that itself should be a difficulty regarding the halacha of tefil yom. That's the Tzivish Lomot. You could say is the whole lo have a kasha lekol ha'ed. That wouldn't have been so difficult because the Muslim name you could say the b'ktayris afil lekidja b'kli, even if it's not sanctified in the vessel, nifselis b'tefil yom becomes disqualified in tefil yom. I've had naka kidja b'kli le'in yit tefil yom lo'y nakat. El mishom Michas ha-koyen and Michas koyen Meshuach ha-shnoim kan. It wasn't taught for the case of Ketaris. It's only taught for those other cases that they only become sanctified in the Klisharis. Avala el daik shaper, but the previous question from the Mishnah of Hamanachas Moilim Ben, so that the Gemara proves very well that when it says loy kidshu, that loya tful yoim, that it says kitcher bekli to become hukshli pasul but tful yoim chusip kapram belina, that only when it's as the kedushas aguf is possible with a magad tful yoim. So that we were saying le kitcher loy, that at tful yoim that's going at tful yoim the kitcher bekli koi at tful yoim chusip kapram belina because they're not king, because if not the mechinim nokat. Tful yom. So for that, then it would be for nothing that we picked that case. So for that, that definitely the Gemara has a correct diak. Because there's no other halacha there in the Mishnah that you could say that because of that draw tful yom, which is not the case in the Mishnah by Kamez Levina, where there's other halachas of mechaz kain of a yachid. So that's Tosis points out here in brackets. But Katina says is a tate that you should know, a proof of this, that there are certain things that are torn in the Mishnah parenthetical to others, even though that you have one halacha that's not the same by them, is do kaimitz nami. But the truth is, the halacha of the kaimitz, of the fistful, a fill like kaddish b'kli. The truth is, even if it's not sanctified in the vessel, nefesu b'tfil yaimim, it becomes disqualified tfil yaimim chuzik b'ram abulina, mechines katsha mincha besisa, that, which the Bach brings that, and Menachas Rashi explains, it's a vessel that they would mix the mincha, and Taisis sounds like that they give us a sisa. But al kaponim, then it's already niskadish. Kediktani le'el, like we learned previously, menachas ma'ilim behen, that the me'ila is, and it should say b'chulu, is already at that point. Ayva the tani kaimetz ba'di hanach, why do we say kaimetz with them? Mishum seifa. Kedah seifa the tani we learned, b'chayov and mishum neisa, b'tami, that the kaya kula, it's going on all of them. So, av malina parach shaper, but from lina we're asking very good. Going back to our sugya. The lekelemem, you cannot say, Duadin, the same thing is like kitchu, that even if it was not sanctified, but not kitchu, mishamechazakan, chaveri, and that cause of other ones, none of them can. If that's the case, it might turn the clock at by day, then why would you say Keteres at all with them? So that's why the Gemara is asking from Lina. But additionally, what you could say is the hub shitale, it was obvious to the Gemara that in Keteres themselves, belina, mishas, nasin, bemachteshas, that does not become disqualified Lina when you put into the mortar, shadrihoi, oisin, oisin, betchil, sashon, letzer, kalashon, they would make it in the beginning of the year for the whole year. So obviously it can't be possible with Lina. But the Maizamach Masnitin, Ella, the Shaykh Psolina Bekatoris, and we don't bring from this Mishnah only to show that it's applicable that there is a Psol of Lina by Katoris when you put in the vessel. The Ila Masnitin, because not for the Mishnah, I mean, I would have thought to say the In Shaykh Bekatoris Psolina Klal, that there's no Psol of Lina at all. But upon him, that's what Taisu was saying, another approach, that there's a Svar Pasha that Keteres is not possible in there because they made a beginning of the year for the whole year, and if it would be possible in there, so it would always be possible. It says, Master begins Gemara, that the Gemara said, yeah, you can't ask some Keteres because since it retains its surah, so therefore, so Pishpuk and Rashi explains, Shein Marisa Mishtana, that the form doesn't change, it stays as it is. So even though it has the physical sanctity, Lemivsa Belina, it does not become disqualified for Belina. Now, however, but when it is sanctified in the vessel likariv to be sacrificed, then gazabar rabbanan lina. Then the rabbis decreed that shavlina. Because you might come to qualify and validate even other kabbanas that are sanctified in the vessel. Alafikach eif shalali pasal. But rabban, so it comes out according to that. So really, the only disqualification they have is rabbinic. So it says rakasha difficult because perikot zila the gemara gimel of mechesam and aleph. But a papa asks that chishev. Someone had a machshav b'psula when he was shoveling the keteres. What's the halacha? Partially, and the Gemara resolves him. Hodam Rebbe Kiva, asaylis, valavain, vakechalim, vaketeres. All these things: the flour, the frankincense, the coals, and the keteres, the incense. Shem nagat tefulim b'mitzasa, and that if the tefulim touches some of them, pasul is cool and disqualifies them all. But with the pasul tefulim, and for the fact that, or the Gemara says. So that's what the Gemara says over there. So obviously that there's also a psul of machshava. Now the Hikshav Kuntra Sham Rashi asked was there that Maila Maisi Raya Mahacha. Why don't we bring a Raya from this price that we're bringing over here? The pasul Lina that we see clearly disqualifies with Lina. Like maybe you cannot say the awesome Maisi Raya that they're looking for a Raya, Dim the Raya Pasul Lina, that's biblically it's Lina disqualifies the Pasul of the Raya, and he cannot prove that it would be biblically disqualified. Because according to Rashi over here, it's never possible more than just Rabbanan. So you can't say that one's the Raya, one's Rabbanan, but they didn't bring a Raya from here. So Likach Nir Lefarish. So therefore, rather says Tosfos, it appears to explain a different pshat. Shani Keteres is different. However, Tzvasa Kalashana Kula, since the form is the all year, meaning Sheikim Mitzvasa Bekach, because that's the primary mitzvah, La'Sosa Kula B'Tchatz Hashana, to make it all in the beginning of the year. So obviously, it's not going to become possible if that's the way it's meant to be. But La'Achi Kiddush Kav, after it's sanctified in the spoon. Yeah, maybe then actually it is biblically disqualified, like other kabbanas.
Well, moreover, given the Ashir Lakrabas Kataira, since there's a certain measurement how much you're going to sacrifice, Pras Bashakhas and Pras Arbas, half it in the morning, half it in the evening, to Inkli Shachas Mekadsha Shaloy Midas. So the service vessel does not sanctify it unintentionally. Or like the Bachads are warned, El Haroi, only like what's fit. So therefore, it cannot become disqualified. But in another part, it says, Inkli Shachas Mekadsha Mel Bizmanan. The service vessel only they sanctify only in its designated only in its appropriate time. I feel the apostle even to disqualify things. And here it's not the time. And that when they fill it up, Erev Shabbos is considered the time, even though it's only going to be done at Shabbos. It's lefishi Erev Shlomas b'Shabbos. It's because they are regarding the Nesach HaMayim, they couldn't do it on Shabbos. Gavim Machtasha is Chashav Efsha, but regarding the mortar, that is considered possible, and therefore, because you could do it on Shabbos, so therefore it's not going to disqualify you now. Now it also makes sense, that we could not infer from here the Paslim of the Raisa that Lin is going to be biblical disqualification. And Avamahi, Mukhashabi the Paslim of the Raisa. But from over there, definitely, you could prove that disqualifying the Raisa midavat tefil yom, just like we find what the Gemara was saying over there, comparing to tefil yom, the pasuk of the Raisa, that it is biblically disqualified. May the pasuk fall out the tzir of kli from the fact that it disqualifies even by being combined in the vessel of avgav tefil yom chomer, even though tefil yom is more severe. The pasuk mishnas machteshes that it becomes disqualified when you put into the mortar. Kiddush kaf chashav legabelina. Well. Sanctifying in the spoon is considered is significant regarding lina. Can you see the machlesh l'tvul yem, which is the equivalent of putting to the mortar for tvul yem? Vaydish from another project is love mit the psul tvul yem daik psul lina. It's not really from the disqualification tvul yem that we're inferring the psul lina. El kalim, rather what it means to say is when the psul did see of kli and the fact that it becomes disqualified by being combined in the vessel al matzarach haktara likli, or the gears is haktaris likli. That the guitarist need a vessel. The Kshain Tzarech L'Kli, because if it doesn't need a vessel, in Kli Mitzarfe, so then the vessel would not combine them. I mean, like, the fact that they would consider them all as one unit. But if I have a Tzarech Kli Mitzarbanan, even if the combination of vessel would be rabbinically talking, it would be Tzarech L'Kli Mitzarfe. It would only institute if you biblically need it. Ah, that's what the Gemara is saying over there. But given the Baye Kli, since you need a vessel, can that's the case, Pasla Lina, so then Lina is going to disqualify. The Gemara says with enough Nanalf and Alf. Amachvas, on the pan, Malama teaches Shatunikli that it needs a vessel. The Afila Me'etmo, that if it was baked from beforehand, from the day, previous day, Mifsub Lina becomes disqualified with Lina. And that was the Raya, that because it needs a vessel. Now, of a question, what's difficult is the Tifshat Misefa, the Hacha, we should prove from the Sefa over here, the Pasla, the Raya, it's biblically disqualified, because the Tani will learn. Because it's being left over, the Mashbat's on the coin of my Keteris. So obviously, that Keteris becomes disqualified because of Naisa. But moreover, the Ketani we learned to pigel aim behem, while if ain't lem matirin, because no permittus. And viloi mifsulam machshava, if there would be no psulam machshava, typically the lepas machshava, well, then the Mishnah should have written that explicitly. So therefore, Taisa wonders. So why couldn't we prove from the safe over here that we see clearly it has a psul of machshava, which is that Gemara's question over there? This test matter begins Gemara, become okum kasha. However, it's difficult. Meaning the Gemara comes out and says, okay, fine, you know, you proved, you know, Rabbi Yochanan's teaching, but it's still difficult. Where did the Kedusha go? In other words, the Kedusha Zakuf cannot just be deconsecrated. So this test is a wonder, because imach teshes makacha Kedusha Zakuf, if the mortar gives it a physical sanctity, imkein hecham be'echan, has the Gemara say in echan of Yoram and Bez, if you have the mortar that developed a hole and it broke, and they send the craftsmen from Alexandria of Egypt and they fix it, how would that make sense? I mean, the Gemara says, when the service vessel breaks, you don't fix it. And when it has a hole, you don't melt some lead inside of it to fill up the hole. You don't have poverty in a place of wealth. So, but you're saying machtesh is a kli sharis. So how could you fix it? The Shem says, the machtesh shall moishes shani. the mortar that was from Moshe Rabbeinu is different. Shalisa, the Fatemis B'Yisa, it really did a good job. So therefore, although generally we don't fix that one, we would fix. Some explained the Vandu Loisa Kli Sharis. You're right. It was not a service vessel. And that's why you could fix it. It actually would become physical sanctity with the Kohen's words. So he would say, he's a Kataris, that it should be Kataris. So then Haicha like Kedusha Gov, Acha Kesisha Ben Oteshes, then it would take a physical sanctity. So you do a laakter, could then it fit to sacrifice? Come on, behema, she kedusha, just like an animal becomes sanctified. And when he says he's el oila, there should be an oila, he's el chatas, there should be chatas. And mechimishan leela, when the Gemara previously answered shani kedusha is the kedusha is dumb. Kedusha is different because it's a monetary sanctity. Hachem comment, what I was saying is tikushalimi he's el kedusha. When he says that this should be for kedusha, lechayel like kedusha gov, then it did not take along a physical sanctity. But when it went to machteshes. And then you say that it's Kataris, then it will have. Next says that if they get lost, you separate others and place them, they shall all die. Now, Pesach according to Rashi explained, Lekachi Musa, the reason why they die is Lechaz L'shan Abba, they're not fit for the coming year, Mishum Truma Yishana, because it's from last year's Truma. Now, Beperek Shnei Sirim, the Gemara Yumin of Samachim and Beis, Lesa L'maskana Hachi. The Gemara does not come out like that. El Meskin, rather, the Gemara comes out, Lebi'in Chadasha Ele Mitzvah. It's not true. You don't need the new ones only as a mitzvah, but it's not critical. Rather, the time of the Yimus, the reason why they left the dam, Shem Nechashin Latikol, because we're concerned for a Tarkalam, for a stumbling block that they might use it for some other utility until you get to the Yom Kippur on the following year.